Today's Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Washington, D.C. on April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 419. I am joined by Matt Scott, Melody Craigmile, and Adam Robertson talking about AV as a service. Melody Craigmile starts off talking about where integrators should be looking to get started when creating service plans for their customers.
If you're talking to the IT guy, you're talking to the wrong guy. It's the marketing departments who have the continuous budget to refresh the content, refresh the ads, or the, in some cases, it's the HR department. They want to deploy these panels for corporate communications. I mean, just in our own warehouses, we're deploying panels with BrightSign players so that we can tell them about wellness tips and safety tips and all these kinds of things. And that's coming from the HR budget. Whereas, you know, in some cases for these other companies like advertising or out of home, you know, it's the marketing departments, and they're not used to having those conversations with creative people. So, you know, we have a group of creative people who also speak AV, and many times they're getting on the calls with the marketing department and the integrator, and Jim Nista, our guy, says, I'm the interpreter between the two people. Like, okay, I want to communicate this. And the integrator's like, how do we hook it up? And he's like, wait. Let's talk about their advertising goals or the communication goals. So I think the other part of AV as a service is, you know, there's a barrier for entry on the amount of investment that the integrator would have to make in hiring headcount. And, you know, skilled labor in our market right now is already very tight. The unemployment rate is really low. So hiring, recruiting, training those people, now that's a big challenge. So what we've tried to do is, you know, provide through our partnership, you know, skilled labor that they can use during the peaks and valleys, or if they don't have that labor at all. We have one customer that is more, has been traditionally been an electrical contractor, now doing some AV coming in. And we're doing all their programming services for them because they were coming on these opportunities for AMX and Crestron programming, but they didn't have programmers. And they're like, they're not a traditional AV guy, so they're not kind of stuck in this box. And they're like, wow, that's great. You can do this for us? Cool. So it is kind of changing the mentality, I agree, but also talking to the right people within the organization.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.